Are you ready for some high adventure? Coming up next on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
You got a sit rep for us?
That's affirmative, Commander. Looks like we have multiple ships launching from Latumas.
This is First Officer Nate. We've been monitoring the scrambled comm from Rage. Looks like whatever they've got up their sleeve is going down now.
Our mystery man, John Smith, is a mystery no more. Mr. LeBlanc Gagliastri?
Hey, look, if you're going to charge me with littering on my pockets or something else, then do it. Otherwise, I'm out of here.
I've been maintaining classified information on a private server, monitored only by myself and Robo-4. Someone has accessed it using my secret password.
Who was it?
Agent Jim Barnes.
Soon we will see if your efforts and those of Nicola will be rewarded. Now, we only have a few of your Earth hours to ready the satellites for orbital positioning.
Look, LeBlanc, we know about the invasion. Now, unless you'd like to share a cell with a hungry Jubatan, you'll talk.
Jubatan? You know about Jubatans? It's a little bit too late for both of you. It's too late to hear me. Too late!
And now, episode 75, Lights Out.
What do I know? I'll tell you what I know. Pretty soon, I'll be the one asking the questions. When all this is done, I'll be in charge.
I can see you and Wong drank the same great Kool-Aid.
Let's see who's laughing after Rage takes care of you.
We're onto their plans. We know that they intend to disable our communications and knock out our power grid. Wong laid it all out for us.
That's a lie. She'd never betray Rage.
They plan on using an array of satellites to send trigger signals to receivers on towers all over the world. How do you think you'll prosper after that, LeBlanc? What are you going to do then?
You think you'll be put in charge? How are they going to communicate with you if the entire power grid is out?
You'll be in the dark like the rest of us.
There'll be power. They plan to knock out everything to break the control and the power the communication companies have over us. Once it's down, they'll supply us with unlimited free electricity.
You actually believe that? You think for 1 minute that an invading alien force will cripple us, then turn around and provide us with free power? You actually buy that?
Those of us who fight with Rage have been chosen to lead this world back from the brink of ecological disaster. No more fossil fuels to pollute the Earth or destroy the ozone layer. Our rivers and streams will once again be pristine and pure.
Save the Greenpeace speech, Gagliastri. You could care less about the environment. You're nothing but a two-bit crook from Worcester. You and your people like you step in and fill the shoes of power companies. You'll control all the electricity and communication networks. The world will have to bow down to you.
At least that's how you see it in that pathetic little mind of yours. But it's like I told you. I've been there. I've seen Rage in action firsthand. They make you look like a Boy Scout. What do you think happened to your partner, Guo? I watched him die by his own hands right in front of me because he'd rather commit suicide than face Rage as a failure.
What do these numbers on this fortune mean?
Never saw it before.
It came out of your pocket.
It was in the dry cleaners. Anyone could have put it there. Wait a minute, what's that thing?
A Model 19 laser pistol. Your Rage buddies use the same model. Think of it as a taser on steroids.
You guys can't use that. How are you going to explain this to the rest of the coppers here?
This area is closed for training. Officer Nelson is getting a special class from Homeland Security on interrogation techniques used on terrorists. No one's going to bother us for a while. Now, I personally do not condone using a laser pistol on you. But like I said, he's an alien.
And I won't hesitate at all to use this.
You're bluffing.
A shot to the right part of the chest, and it's like jumping into ice water. Kind of takes your breath away, huh? Doesn't it? And that was on its lowest power setting.
No, no, no more.
The numbers?
Locker combination, but there's nothing there. I picked it up 2 days ago.
Satellite receivers for the towers, right?
We pose as FCC and inspect the towers. We plant charges and hook the receivers up to them.
They're all deployed already, aren't they?
Yeah, tough guy. They're all out there. You're too late.
Then you know when the attack is coming, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And like I said, it's too late.
Well, well. You two are right where I saw you the last time. I thought you were going fishing.
We did a little. I didn't expect you back so early.
The office cleared most of its cases. The boss let me come home early. I have a party to plan.
Kelly, I think you're making too much of this reunion party.
Oh, Horace, come on. You've been gone 5 years. People want to see you.
Thank you, Jim. We just want to welcome you back, and your old friends want to see you. I even called Aunt Karen, and she said she'd come.
That crazy sister-in-law of mine? You know, one of her special causes will want her for some rally at the last second. How many times has she canceled out of family get-togethers at the last minute? She almost missed our wedding, had it not been for your mother putting her foot down.
Now, Daddy.
Hello?
Agent Barnes.
Oh, hey, hold on a second. Excuse me, guys, business. I gotta take this one. Yeah, go ahead.
Free to talk, Agent?
Yeah, getting there. Yeah, all right, go ahead.
First and foremost, you have violated IDF security directives by illegally obtaining classified documents.
Now, just how did I do that?
By monitoring a secure conversation between me and the controller regarding classified material.
Monitoring with alien technology you gave me and trained me in the use of. First of all, the conversation was obviously not secure. You were on an open frequency. There could be a half dozen ham operators who listened to that conversation. Secondly, why were you discussing classified information over unsecured lines? And finally, you were withholding information that would have aided us in the defense of our planet, and it was obvious that the controller knew that. Otherwise, he would have suggested the password to you. He probably violated more ordinances than I did.
We won't be pursuing this matter, so you need not worry.
Oh, I'm not worried. I'm sure the controller doesn't want to make it known he was taping secret conversations, deleting some, and keeping a private email server for classified documents. So, what's the real purpose of this call?
Shortly after receiving word from Robo4 that you had accessed the files, he contacted us with information that Rage has a small armada headed for Earth.
Which one?
Yours.
Given delayed transmission times, they're probably very close by. What about the IDF?
Fighters were dispatched shortly after Wi-Fi and his crew left Latumus orbit. Depart immediately and use the Roosevelt STIP.
How about Horace?
He'll be a great asset. Meet me at St. Martin's and we'll transfer to our headquarters.
Got it. Hey, guys. Speaking of parties, I don't want to spoil the surprise, but things finally fell in place.
What fell in place?
We're gathering the old crew for a party at our favorite Baltimore watering hole.
What?
Hey, you said people wanted to see me, so I can't really turn them down. You don't need me to plan your party.
It's your party, not mine.
Look, it's tomorrow. Your dad can stay with me tonight. We'll have the get-together, and he'll be back in plenty of time for your party.
His party.
Kelly?
All right, go. Have fun, but don't do anything crazy.
Oh, come on, Kelly. How much trouble can he get into? He'll be with cops.
Hey, Agent Hawk, welcome back.
Thanks, Mac. Detective Hernandez.
So, how was Sweden?
Honestly, I was so busy I really didn't get a chance to do much sightseeing.
I understand you and your counterpart were able to take down Wong.
Yeah. The Swedish police caught her tampering with a big TV tower there. We're awaiting extradition back to the U.S. for kidnapping charges. I had a chance to meet your newest suspect. Good job.
Yeah. These guys didn't do half bad. We couldn't get a thing out of him, but confirmation that he ate at the restaurant, knew Wong, and took fortune cookies from her. How about you?
About the same. What progress did you make on Guo?
We know that he was being poisoned with a high concentration of lead. The cyanide just sped up the process. Did you come up with any criminal connection between him and Wong?
From what we gathered, they're part of an international terrorist group, bent on knocking out as much of our communications networks as they can.
So what's with that secret message in the fortune cookies?
Combinations to various lockers that contain locations, targets, and, we suspect, explosives. Hopefully, when Wong gets back, this'll take precedence over the FBI's kidnapping charges, and Homeland can take over the case.
Well, that looks like a wrap for us. Everything is in the Fed's hands now.
On behalf of Homeland Security, you guys did a great job. Mac, I hope you learned a lot on this one.
It was a learning experience, that's for sure. I hope you guys find the professor. I'd hate for war to break out over this.
That's the last thing we need right now.
Hey, Agent Hawk, I think your office is on the line.
Thanks. If you guys will excuse me.
It's Pyramid. Sounds important.
Hello?
We We have received a communique from IDF headquarters that Rage departed Lutumus nearly 2 days ago.
2 days? That means they're practically here now.
Agent Barnes and your father are on their way to the Roosevelt. I suggest you and Nelson take the Charles Street Stip and meet us here.
Will do. Rage could be here. They departed Lutumus 2 days ago.
They're probably waiting outside the 310 portal getting ready. We better get a move on.
My lord, the 310 portal is now in visual range.
Very well. Reduce speed to 1/3. Send a fighter to knock out their comm relay through the portal. I do not want to risk the chance that the IDF followed us. I will remain in the cargo area until the time to deploy the satellites.
Very well, my lord.
Professor, are you satisfied with the satellites?
Everything seems to be in order. We are ready to move them into the vacuum deployment chamber.
Proceed. We will launch as scheduled.
I am curious about your decision to remove the communication relay from the portal. If there is any trouble on the other side, how will you contact your people?
I don't think your world has the technology to confront us. If there is a problem, we will simply transverse the portal. They could not follow.
If your people were able to come to Earth for me, wouldn't the IDF also be able to have forces on our planet?
Why do you concern yourself with this? We are more than capable of defending ourselves. Now, continue with your preparations. We must remain on schedule.
I agree. Staying on schedule is most important for our success. What is that? What is going on?
Federation fighters detected at maximum range.
How many?
There appears to be no more than 5, my lord.
Send all fighters to engage. They must be destroyed.
Aye, aye, my lord.
Prepare the satellites for immediate deployment.
They are here to stop you, are they not?
They do not share our vision to aid your planet.
You do not wish to aid us, but to conquer us. I cannot do this.
Secure this man in the brig. I shall deal with you later. Dokmar, cross the portal and prepare for high-altitude orbit. We must accelerate our time schedule.
You're making a terrible mistake. Do not do this.
Lock confirmed. Cleared for egress.
Well, looks like the gang's all here. Kate, Nelson, Controller.
Daddy, what are you doing here?
You don't think I'm going to sit by and let you have all the fun, do you?
Mr. Hawk, no disrespect. Are you up for something like this?
Hey, don't you worry about Horace here. He can handle himself.
We have no time for arguments. Everyone board the Stip for transfer.
Where will this take us?
To your great southwest and the Mars Simulation Proving Grounds. It's where we maintain our tactical Stip. Ginger, we are ready for transfer.
Initiate transfer in 3, 2, 1.
There's nothing out here but a bunch of boulders and cactus.
Asteroids, to be more precise.
Asteroids.
The tactical Stip is used to monitor anything that enters Earth's orbit. Looks like a very small asteroid, just in case it's spotted from Earth.
This way, please. And don't worry, this vehicle is quite maneuverable in the vacuum of space. We have enough flight suits for everyone. We'll be weightless, so make sure you don't have any loose items.
Hey, better check your teeth, Horace.
Ha ha, very funny, Jim. You might want to make sure your toupee is taped down nice and snug.
How much time do we have before Rage can deploy these satellites?
We have no indication that they've started. Normally it takes about 90 minutes to orbit Earth.
That doesn't give us a lot of time.
Hopefully the IDF has fighters on their tail right now.
Lord Zokar, flight leader reports that all IDF vessels have been either destroyed or disabled.
Have him return to the portal entrance in case more IDF forces are on the way. No one is to get through.
Aye, aye, sir.
All personnel, stand down and return to your normal duty stations. Prepare for satellite deployment. We will resume our original timetable. That is all. Security, bring the prisoner to the flight deck. Doc Marr, proceed ahead standard to launch point one.
All ahead standard. Aye, sir.
We shall soon send this primitive planet back into its dark ages.
We are in position now. Nelson, scan for the Rage Vessel.
Sir, negative contact. Rage Vessel is on the opposite side of the planet.
Very well. Make sure all our frequencies are open. I'm sure we have friendly forces approaching the portal. Once we make contact, we'll transport through the portal and attach to our command vessel.
And if they're not there?
Then I believe your expression is, we're sitting ducks.
Hey, does this rock have any ordnance on it?
No, it's purely conveyance to get us in the command ship. Our best defense is stealth and concealment.
Yeah, and if they spot us and knock out our guidance system, we won't just look like an asteroid. We'll be one.
If the IDF isn't on the other side of that portal, there's no way we can stop their plan.
I'm hoping that won't be up to us.
If not us, then who?
It's my hope that Professor Lin, as a man of honor...
As all hackers are.
He will do something to disrupt their plans.
And Prisoner 310?
310 is a scientist who died according to your history in the early 1900s. He is quite old, and I don't believe he would give in to any threats. My hunch is that he's played along, but he won't deliver what they want. We have results from an early test on Latumus, indicating that the particle beam device that he was working on succeeded in powering a bank of lights wirelessly using unlimited free energy.
We know that they plan on using the ray to destroy our communication system, not give us unlimited energy.
I'm betting they didn't go through with it.
What if they're convinced that Rage is just providing Earth with free energy, and Rage scientists altered the way without their knowledge?
Then we'll be going back to pure chaos.
The satellites are being deployed, Professor. The charging platform is in position. Are you ready with your guidance system?
And why should I help you? I know that your plans are not to give us unlimited energy. You plan to destroy our communication system. As soon as your satellites are into position, you will destroy ours. And then send a particle beam to Earth and destroy our towers.
Very interesting, Professor. How long have you known?
What does it matter? My guidance system works. You saw that in the test. And as far for Nikola, that old fool could only think of the glory he did not receive early in his life. His only goal was to prove his theory worked, and now you will use it to destroy the Earth.
And I will enjoy seeing you watch that destruction firsthand. Now activate the first satellite, or would you prefer watching it from the vacuum of space?
The satellite arrays are deploying. Program is running. The charging platform is authenticating. Run is completed. Probes are aligning with Earth targets.
Once the satellite fires its first array, how long will it take to realign to new ground targets?
A matter of seconds.
Excellent.
Sir, unidentified objects. Contact on the horizon.
Put it on the main monitor.
It appears to be a small asteroid. On the same orbit as us, it could pose a hazard to our satellites.
Contact our remaining fighter to come and send this rock into orbital decay.
Aye, aye, my lord.
Sir, we've been pinged, but I don't see any action being taken.
Any sign of the fighter escort?
Negative. They would most likely be on the other side of the portal in case IDF vessels were following them.
Hopefully they were, and we'll see reinforcements any minute.
Fighter approaching at high speed. It's not ours.
Do our sensors indicate any energy buildup?
He's not charging his weapons.
There would be no need to shoot us. Our stealth is still intact. We should appear to them only as a big rock.
Only in their orbital path.
We're a hazard to them. He's here to take us out.
Oh no, it's the Mercury all over again.
You think he's gonna shove us into an uncontrolled reentry so we burn up?
We can control our reentry, but as soon as we do, they'll know we're a ship.
Then he'll shoot us.
He's latched onto us.
Not good.
What was that?
Woohoo! What a shot. Good thing Sheena gave me lessons.
First Officer Nate, Is that you?
In the flesh. Would I happen to be speaking to the controller of Sector 3?
Yes, along with Agents Nelson, Barnes, and the Hawks.
Looks like I hit the jackpot. I'm getting tired of pulling your keisters out of the fire.
How did you know it was us?
The IDF used these same models to hide in the asteroid belts to catch smugglers. Don't ask how I know that.
Sir, satellites are beginning to detonate.
I knew the scientists would have a backup plan. We need to go take the ship.
My sensors indicate a shuttlecraft departing the Rage vessels. What the crow? The Rage vessel just exploded.
Nicola, are you there?
Yes, I am here, but not for long.
What nonsense do you speak? We ought to rejoice, because by now, your world is in chaos.
No, Lister. By now, your satellites and ship have been destroyed. And in a few brief moments, so will you and this entire facility.
Cuban, my shuttle now!
Finally, my work is done.
Aunt Karen, I'm so glad you could make it.
Kelly, hi. I'm so glad to see you. Where is everybody?
Well, as usual, Aunt Karen, you're on your own time schedule. Daddy and Kate are in Baltimore and will be here tomorrow, along with everyone else.
What's the matter, sweetie?
What do you mean?
Now, I've known you since you were a baby. Something is eating away at you. What is it?
Probably nothing.
Spill it. You know you can't hide anything from your Aunt Karen.
All right. You know Daddy better than anyone else I know. Look at this picture.
Oh, that's a nice picture of Horace. Was that at one of those antique air shows? I know he loved those old planes, especially this Mustang.
And you're absolutely positive it's him.
Of course I am. I'd know that mug of his anywhere. Why, is this important?
Because this photo was taken in 1943.
What has Kelly unearthed, and what will Horace have to say about it? What was the fate of Wi-Fi, Lister, Lynn, and Nicola? What of the Rage operatives among us? Find out these answers and more, coming in Season 4 of the Hawk Chronicles.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.